Blog Talk Radio.
It's Zoe Moon, and I am here with you on my birthday week. Woohoo! This weekend, I'm celebrating with friends, and Monday is my official birthday. So sweet. And, you know, I would love to say, wow, this is going to be such an easy, groovy, smooth week ahead, but it's kind of intense. And you guys might have noticed that it's been a little bit intense this week as we, you know, had Jupiter move into its lucky new position in Leo. And that's because Mars is squaring So it's very cantankerous, you know, it's pushing, it's motivating. Hopefully those squares will really push us to get off of our behind and really do some things. So that's the good side of it. But it has made some people a little snappy. I have not slept. I have not slept in days. I am telling you guys, I have tried. And I keep getting up earlier and earlier, you know, my last one was 4:45 in the morning. I'm like, really? You know, but yeah, it's a side effect of the stressful configuration going on between Mars and Uranus and Jupiter with the solar energy. So, you know, it is going to dissipate a bit in this week ahead. So hopefully we get some sleep. But the really, you know, kind of intense things that are going on in this week ahead is that we've got two of the major players pretty much at a standstill out there. Saturn has been slowing down to his standstill, astrologically speaking, to go direct on Sunday, the 20th. And so, you know, every place that we're trying to really move Saturn themes forward may feel like it's just, you know, we're in quicksand going. Somebody said that to me today, actually. And, it's a good image in the mind for that because it feels like, you know, it just can't really get things going as quickly as we would like. You know, this is definitely going to shift dramatically after Sunday. It will pick up and pick up and pick up over the days and the weeks ahead because this is now going to be Saturn's last major push through an enormous part of Scorpio between July 20th and December 23rd of this year. It's really going to go through about half of the sign. And so we're going to get tested in a whole lot of new areas. And, you know, we talk about the Saturn challenges a lot because Saturn does really, you know, kind of kick our behinds and say, you know, you've got to show up, you've got to do the work, you've got to take on more responsibilities, you've got to face limits and losses and restrictions and you know, the authority figures and the discipline and all this. And so, you know, most of us are not real keen for all that. but the flip side, the really positive of Saturn is that it does ignite your ambitions and it shows you where your leadership abilities lie and it helps you really, you know, motivate to take the lead and to be ambitious and to move towards those goals. And it can definitely, you know, it's always part of the configuration when there is a major achievement in your life. So, you know, it moving direct is going to be feeding that, and we really get it finally hitting some of these degrees that it hasn't hit at all in the first 2 years that it's been here. So it's really a big deal these next 5 months. And then, you know, Saturn's going to exit. December 23rd, he's moving into Sagittarius. We get a whole new ball of wax coming. And then next year, between June and September, Saturn will dip back into the last couple degrees of Scorpio. And really, I look at that as our time when, you know, whatever we've set in motion over these 5 months, or, you know, if you have early planets in your chart, maybe you've already gotten it all taken care of already. But whatever we've put in motion during this Saturn test, next spring, summer, we're going to get a little bit of a chance to go back and fine-tune anything that still needs to be settled. This week becomes very massively focused on the Saturn energy. And what does that mean? You know, unless you're a newbie to the show, you know, because we talk about it a lot. But Saturn in Scorpio has been testing all of us on all the major financial topics. So our loans and our debt and bankruptcies and inheritance and insurance policies and taxes and mortgages and alimony and child support and our commissions and our settlements and our investments, you know, and our partners' money and anything else that you can think of, it's really been asking us to master some new levels. So the first part of, you know, between now and next Thursday, this first part up through Sunday, it's going to feel like everything's kind of, you know, ground to a halt and you're just kind of waiting for something to turn around. And then as we go into our work week next week, Saturn's moving direct and we start to move forward now on the things we need to take care of in those financial realms into the next chapter, into the next level. Saturn also in Scorpio. Scorpio is about sex. It's about intimacy and soul connections. It's about manipulations and power struggles. It's about divorce. It's about triangles or third-party situations, whichever way you want to look at that one. It's about mortality issues and birth, you know, the life and death stuff that we have to deal with at times in our life. And so these things now, we're finally ready to move into the next chapter, the next, you know, level with whatever we're dealing with there as well, if there's something there they're trying to get really serious about and look at commitments, endings, long-term situations, responsibilities, and achievements and all of that. All right, so that's one thing. Oh, my God, there's so much this week, you guys. The next thing is that Uranus energy. Now, Uranus has been direct since December last year, and it is going to retrograde on Monday. So you guys can kind of see why it feels so freaking intense. Here we just had Jupiter move into a brand new sign for the first time. It's in Leo for 12 years. It's been since it was here. So it's a huge energetic adjustment that we're all making as we get used to this very big potential now when it comes to love and fun and creativity and kids and all that. And at the same time, these two outer bodies have stopped in the sky, Saturn getting ready to take our responsibilities and serious topics forward. Uranus getting ready to go back over the old stuff, take us back again. And Uranus retrogrades on Monday the 21st, and it is going to stay in retrograde until December 21st of this year. So we have pretty much the same kind of amount of time frame, very, very close, a couple days difference here, to go back over these Uranus issues. So, oy, what does that mean? You know, Uranus is about awakening ourselves out of ruts. So people don't particularly love and adore change, especially if the situation they're in is supporting what they need to do. Uranus comes along and it says, I'm going to rattle that cage. I'm going to shake it from top to bottom. You're complacent. You know, you're not going anywhere, sugar. You got to get up off that couch and change something so that your life is having the kind of meaning that you needed to have, the kind of growth that you needed to have. And so Uranus brings these sudden changes, this grand awakening, this aha moment. It's electric. It's surprises. It's excitement. You know, it's really about getting out of those ruts. And so, you know, we've been kind of moving forward with this since December, moving ourselves out of those ruts, getting out of that old paradigm, moving into the fresh territory. Some people have been dumping those brakes on us, you know, and, oh, my gosh, really, you're leaving, or that job just went away, or whatever, you know, whatever it was. And if you've had to deal with that, you know, it's never easy in the moment to deal with those sudden changes. But it is part of the plan right now because it's in the personal sign of Aries. It's about what we need. So even if you don't think you need it, that planetary energy, that you know, higher consciousness of Uranus thinks you need it, and the timing is aligning for that. So now that we're going to see it retrograde on Monday, we are being told that, okay, time to go back. There's something you need to go back and still deal with. And, you know, for everybody, this is going to be focusing on Aries energy, which means, you know, there may be something you need to get together with your body, whether that's a health issue or your image, you know, or just feeling good about yourself, whatever that is. This is saying, you know, you still need to shake some of that up. This may be about your name, title, identity. So, you know, if you're still going through the shakeup of, you know, getting married or getting divorced or, and your name is changing, or if you, you know, you need to go back to school so that you can become that doctor and get that title, or become the student again or whatever, you know, is what you can think what it means for your life. But this is the time, you know, it's shaking up, saying, okay, time to go back. And you, whatever you're being drawn back to, for each sign, it'll play out in a different house, a different series of events that it'll focus that on to help you get to, you know, then that next level of awakening that you need to. So I'll go through that for all the signs because that's an important one in our week ahead. So, yeah, those two. Now, what else is going on? We have some personal energy shifts happening that are also fairly important in this week. Actually, they're really important, I think. One is Venus is moving into Cancer on Friday, the 18th, and Venus is going to stay there until August 12th. So, you know, we've all had a lot of focus on the Cancer themes while Jupiter was there this last year. Now Venus is moving here. So Venus is helping to smooth things out and help you attract what you need and help you express the love or make the money tied into Cancer themes. So we're looking at what's going on in the home, you know, going a little better, or what's going on with real estate or renovations or moves, if that ties in positively to making money or to women or to the love in your life. Could have something smoothing out with family, parents, roommates as well. So Venus is really going to be pushing all of us to find ways to express our love and make our money and do things with women over these next 4 weeks in these areas. It's a wonderful time to beautify your space. Wonderful. The best time of the year. So if you're thinking about, you know, moving the furniture around or buying some artwork for the home, definitely support your local artists or your Facebook friend artist. You know, it's a wonderful thing to bring somebody's personal work into your space, and this is a great time to do it. You probably love it for years, and it will probably appreciate over time as well, so it's good timing. And so Venus is moving here on Friday, and Mercury is going to be very expressive in these Cancer areas in the week ahead too. There's going to be 4 Mercury days. And so I like to give these to you guys on the radio show so you can mark them on your calendar, because these are the really good days to meet with people about these topics or to have that talk or to make a decision. It could be the days when the offer comes through or the sale or the agreement is signed. These are the days to focus on for that. Again, having to do with the home, the real estate, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. So in this week ahead, we have Friday, a very positive, harmonious alignment taking place with Mercury. Monday, late Monday, so you may get this in the build-up as Monday progresses, or any time on Tuesday, we have a Mercury-Pluto opposition, and so, you know, you'll be one-on-one with some kind of power person on that day. And then Thursday next week, we have 2 very powerful Mercury alignments with the outer body. So these are important days when, again, you can have that communication, hear the offer, hear the news, make the choice, write it up, make the sale, sign the agreement. So these are your big Mercury days, Friday, Monday/Tuesday, depending. You'll get it one or the other. So if you don't get it Monday in the build-up during the night, you get it on Tuesday. And then Thursday, when we have 2 alignments on that day. Okay, so Venus and Mercury really honing in on that Cancer territory in our week ahead. Then we have the Sun moving into Leo on Tuesday the 22nd. So the solar energy is joining Jupiter, and the Sun is starting there on the 22nd, and it's going to stay for 30 days. And what that really means is where the Sun goes, you follow, you show up. So now you're showing up. Now you're ready to get in there and get into the mix when it comes to your creative projects. Or you're going to get more personally or physically involved with what's going on with the kids. Or you're going to get way more involved in your love life with your lover. Or you're just going to start to go out and have more fun. All of this sounds really good to me, and I'm liking the whole solar energy. Then, okay, so these are our personal planets, Mercury, Venus, the Sun, and the last one is Mars. And Mars is spending, hold on to your chair, darling, Mars is spending his last week in Libra. Oh, so you guys that know about astrology, I mean, this has really been incredible. You know, Mars typically shoots through a sign in about 7 weeks. Mars has been in Libra since last December. That is a heck of a long time. Mars is the energy on a personal level that drives us, that gets us to want to do something, that gets us to act or react, that spurs our passions and triggers our anger and brings up that fighting spirit and motivates us. And for all of these months, it's been in Libra. So we've been focusing all of this on those key relationships in our life, those romantic partners, those business partners, the opponents, the competitors, the clients, the specialists, the experts, the agents, the attorneys. And we've had a lot. We've had a lot going on. Either those people have been incredibly, motivating and passionate or angry, and we've had to deal with that for a very long time, or we've been spurring them on, trying to reach out and get these people hooked up and get, with that, with us, and to motivate over what we need, and, partnering and dealing with those passions and motivations and anger on our own level. Okay, so as we look into this week ahead, this is our very last week in this area. And there are going to be 4 significant Mars days. So you can expect that this is going to gear up. And if you're feeling a little, pissy, I think I can say that on the radio. I know I am, and I am a sweet, mellow person most of the time. And I'm telling you, I'm cranky. Oh, my gosh. And there's no real reason. I mean, literally, there's no excuse for that behavior on my part. So, I stop myself constantly, I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's Mars, and I'm totally laying it at Mars's door. So in this week ahead, you may notice yourself getting that way a little bit. You may notice it in other people, for sure. And the days that this is, before I give you the days, but also, this is an incredibly important week because it's our last one in this whole, 7.5 month extravaganza we've had here. And so you really may want to motivate on these 4 days. You really may want to express the passion or deal with what's made you angry over this period. This is the last week where it's giving you tons of extra energy to make something happen via this person. So your days for that are Friday. A mosquito just got me. Oh, I hate that. I guess I'm going to have to go in. All right. Friday, the 18th, Saturday, the 19th, Monday, the 21st, and Wednesday, the 23rd. So mark those days. They are significant for all of us in getting things moving or dealing with the other person moving. What's going on with these relationships? All right, so that's Venus and Mercury in Cancer, solar energy in Leo, Mars cranking up the last week in Libra, Saturn getting ready to go direct, Uranus getting ready to retrograde. Yeah. All right, goodbye, you guys now. That's a lot. Oh, my gosh. All right, so in order to not make this, the longest show in the history of the world, because if I go through that on a personal level with everybody, it will be on for 2 hours. I believe that I will try to stick with just a few of these areas. For Aries, do reach out and do what you can with these partners and agents and clients and specialists and competitors and opponents this week. It's important. Keep your anger in check as much as you can. Let your passions come out and motivate via these people. Your solar energy is meeting up in that fun zone starting on Tuesday. So you guys have it really going on when it comes to the opportunity to be in the right place for love over the next month, the opportunity to really shine when it comes to your creative projects and talents, and really stepping out when it comes to what you do with the kids or what you do for fun. Uranus is getting ready to retrograde in your sign, Aries. This is a really big deal, Monday the 21st. So it's time for you guys. If for you Aries, if it's been very sporadic, crazy, unpredictable, up and down, everywhere you go, it's a little bit of a wacky, wild roller coaster ride since December, then you guys can expect that to ease up a bit, which is the good news, starting on Monday. But you definitely want to be careful over the weekend and on Monday as this energy is shifting because it's doing it within your energy field. And you definitely want to be willing to go back to the drawing board, go back to something from the past that is personal or physical with you, and really kind of see what else you still need to shake up and really need to bring out that's original and unique about you over these months ahead. Saturn is getting ready to move things forward for you guys. I think this is especially going to be a very good thing in the first few weeks as this energy gets going for you guys. So for Aries, this is definitely time to start to put those moves, you know, in motion when it comes to your commitments or endings or serious focus on the financial aspects in your life, the divorce, the sexual needs, the reproductive needs, the mortality issues, or the third-party situations you're dealing with. Get serious, step up, take the lead in those areas and deal with them. The Venus and Mercury energy is focusing all over your home base. So it looks like, first of all, Venus will smooth some things out for you starting on Friday. And all the way through August 12th. Also, she's going to help with women in, when it comes to your home or moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, and possibly ways to make money. And the talks, the Mercury energy is going to kick up, so you should be able to talk things out, meet with people, interact with siblings, really sign agreements, make sales, come to some decisions in the week ahead over these themes. For Taurus, you know, Venus, your ruling energy, is moving into Cancer. So for Taurus, you guys are really entering a week ahead that is highly talkative and about your meetings and your ideas and your agreements and sales. Really, you guys may have some kind of big offer pending or about to come through or an agreement about to be signed. This is the week where Venus can smooth it out if it has anything to do with making money and property or renovations or real estate or home. I mean, this could be really good for you, even family businesses. And Mercury, again, those Mercury dates I gave you these days are going to be very positive for you guys to get in there and really come to terms with people or meet new people that can be beneficial for you guys. Your very last week of Mars in Libra is really trying to amplify those key relationships when it comes to your job. So whether you're out there interviewing with people for new work or if you're getting in there and talking to the boss or coworkers about something you want to, you know, pull together and do, or you want to hire some people to help, this week's a significant week to do that. Also for Taurus, it's a really important week for any of these key relationships when it comes to your health or your animals or any paperwork that you still need to get signed or moving on. Reach out to your key players and motivate on that in this week. The solar energy in Leo is going to be exceptional for you guys when it comes to enjoying the love, having the fun, being creative in the home. With your family, with anything you're doing with real estate or moves or renovations, maybe get the kids to help or, you know, you're going to fall in love in the new place you're at or whatever. This is all really positive. And you guys are going to be showing up over this next 30 days. This is where it's at. So enjoy in this place. Saturn moving direct for you guys on Sunday is kicking you guys off into the biggest period you're going to be having until December 23rd when it comes to making some long-term commitments or some final endings with your romantic partners, your business partners, your agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, opponents, competitors. It's time to get real and wrap things up and make those long-term situations solid and cemented and mark your endings. This is it. Uranus getting ready to retrograde. Is really, you know, taking Taurus back over something that is important for themselves when it comes to some sacred time, some private time for romance or for their own artistic development or enjoyment or for their spiritual path, or if they just need some time to rest, recharge their batteries and heal or deal with hospitals, anything like that. So this period is really trying to, again, shake you out of that rut and get you to focus on your needs in these areas and make that space up through December 21st for that. When we look at Gemini, I think I would start with the sun moving into Leo for you guys because it's in your third house, and this is really, you know, just a spectacular time. You're going to get a whole 30 days ahead where you can really get more vibrant and alive out in your local neighborhood and nearby towns, take some short trips, really a lot more meetings that are going to be really amped up for you guys when it comes to love and fun and creativity and kids. And you may have that offer, that proposal, the agreements, the sales, the writing, even things going on with siblings, neighbors, your transportation, all of this is really going to amp up the fun and bring out your creativity and starts on Tuesday the 22nd. For Gemini, this is your last power week of Mars in Libra. So this week ahead, any kind of relationship, serious key players you need to connect with over those same themes, over true love, over creative projects, over fun, over kids. This week is just amping it up. Again, those four significant days I said at the top of the show, really to get in there with your partners and specialists and clients and whoever over this stuff should be really active. Venus and Mercury are both working for Gemini to help you make money. So women are going to be good for you. Anything in the beauty realm is good for you. Anything having to do with your writing, your meetings, your talks, your siblings, your agreements, your sales, all of this is going to amp up in this week ahead and should go pretty darn well. So you definitely want to get in there. You might even decide that you're falling for somebody while you're out there making money. Or you and your current lover might decide that you want to make money together. That could be a little nice twist on the whole thing. But it is a really kind of sweet week when it comes to what you do to make money. And I would also say if you guys want to, if it's a week where you want to buy, make a purchase for something in the, you know, that's just a through a door kind of thing, maybe a good week for that as well. Or if you're trying to do something with your possessions, maybe you'll make some money off of sales of some of your things that you own and you're trying to weed them out. As far as Saturn getting ready to go direct on Sunday for Gemini, this is, you're getting shot out into this next 5-month period. It's time now to get really serious about the paperwork. So, you know, again, focused on the financial stuff or the divorce or the, you know, mortality issues or reproductive needs. Also, besides paperwork, the job, maybe you need to work out commissions or the way you're taking credit cards or whatever, you know, the 401k, whatever the financial prospect, or maybe there's some kind of sexual attraction at the workplace, you know. So time to get serious about these things. Time to get serious about health matters. Again, you know, really marking some endings, committing to some things so that your health is stronger. And anything with animals as well, really getting serious in that. So starting Sunday, boom, we're going for it. And then Uranus getting ready to retrograde for Gemini. You guys, this is really going to be taking you guys back. This starts on Monday, the 21st, my birthday, and it's going to take you guys back with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, causes, your independence, your freedom, your originality. So it is time to really kind of go back and look at, is there something still that you need to set yourself free from here? Is there still something you want to shake up or some kind of new original idea that you have from the past that you want to infuse in there? So kind of look for some things to get a little wild with that. For Cancer, Venus is moving into your sign on Friday. This is a wonderful thing for the Cancers out there. So up to August 12th, you guys have that little added sparkle, the kind of attractive quality. It's good for, you know, embracing the love around yourself, you know, pampering yourself a little bit, taking care of yourself. Great time for headshots, new makeovers, new wardrobe, that kind of thing. And you might just find that you're attracting some love interest or finding that you can make money by showing up and getting more personally involved a little bit easier. And Mercury being very active in this week ahead in your sign just means that, you know, there's going to be more offers and meetings and talks and agreements and sales and writing that's going on focused on, you know, some attention around you. So again, kind of a time to step up and take it, what you can do there seriously. Mars is spending his very last week in Libra. So for Cancer, you know, since last December, you guys have been going like at a crazy warp speed with at least one key individual when it comes to your home or when it comes to a real estate deal or a move or a renovation, or it's been playing out with your family, a parent or roommate, or maybe a combination of some of that. So you're in your last week here, so it's time, you know, if there's a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, an expert, a client, an opponent, anybody that you need to deal with over these themes, this is your week to really get in there and do it. Saturn is getting ready to go direct on the 20th, so now you're into that big, serious commitment phase. or ending phase, you know, time to get real when it comes to your love life, your lovers, your kids, your creative projects, and your recreational needs. So if there is something here that you really need to solidify when it comes to the intimacy or the divorce or the financial side of things, this is the time to really get in there and make it happen. And Uranus getting ready to retrograde on Monday the 21st. For Cancer, this is really, I mean, you might see some kind of shift when it comes to your career or with a boss, or it may be with a parent once again or with some other kind of authority figure, or there may be some big goal that you're ready now to shift around and go back to. So over these next 5 months, you know, it's really kind of back to the drawing board here. There's still something that needs to be shaken up. There's still something, some kind of sudden change or excitement here and kind of awakening within yourself in these areas. For Leo, the sun moves into your sign on Tuesday the 22nd. And so for Leo, you know, this is a 30-day focus on you guys. So it's pretty spectacular. You have the Jupiter there. Now you have the solar energy here. So really, Leo, it is so about you guys in this month ahead. I put a lot of lion imagery. I put Aslan. I put, you know, up on my pages because it is such a fiercely wonderful, fresh beginning for all of us, coming out courageously through things. And for Leo, you know, you guys really should be riding high. And if you're not, you need to kind of look around at what you can shake off so that you can float up a little bit higher. This month ahead is going to be a significant one for you guys. Go in and reinvent yourself. Go in and do something for your image, your identity, your body. Show up, make a personal appearance, really ask for what you need. It's okay to put your personal needs first during this month ahead. You're definitely being asked to take it seriously and to look for growth opportunities, and they should be there if you guys reach out. So that really kicks in on Tuesday the 22nd. You're having your last week with Mars in Libra, so if there's anybody, a key relationship person, you know, partner in romance or business, or your clients or specialists or attorneys or agents or opponents, this is about the talks, the meetings, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing. Or if you need to motivate with these people over a brother-sister situation or a neighbor or your vehicles or your electronics or a short trip or something going on in your community. All of this is really a big week to get in there with these other people and deal with it. Saturn is getting ready to go into direct motion on Sunday. So for Leo now, between now and December 23rd, it's really important for you guys to make some commitments and to mark some endings when it comes to what's going on in the home or with the real estate, the move, the renovation, the family, parent, roommate situation. So look at the financial side of things, or the intimate needs you have, or how the divorce is affecting all this, and really get real about what you can cement one way or the other here. The Venus energy in Cancer is playing out in the behind-the-scenes area for Leo, and so is Mercury. They're both there together this week. So starting on Friday, Venus moves in. Mercury's already there. So this should start to smooth things out in your romantic and fantasy life when it comes to your artistic flair and projects, your spiritual practices, your healing and hospital needs, your research, your romance, you know, romantic getaways kind of thing. So, you know, Venus moving, sliding in, it's attracting the love there. It's helping you smooth things out with ways to make money. It may bring some favorable women around over this month ahead. And Mercury is just saying it's time to meet here. It's time to talk. It's time to make some decisions or field those offers and make the agreements happen. So that looks fairly positive as well. Uranus getting ready to retrograde on Monday. For Leo, it's time to go back to the drawing board to shake something up still in that legal, travel, educational, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or wedding arena, any of those higher-minded arenas. So you can see something kind of shifting there on Monday, and you're going to have about 5 months to go back and figure out what you still need to deal with there. For Virgo, that Venus and Mercury energy is all playing out in your social field. So in this week ahead, you know, this is really about connecting with your friends, the groups, what you can do online with your inner projects, with your causes, your inventions, your social networking, with charities, astrology, gatherings or events or parties. So any of that, you know, Venus is going to be smoothing that out, helping you attract what you need, bringing the favorable women on board, helping you express the love or make the money in those situations. And Mercury is saying, okay, come on, we're going to meet, we're going to talk, we're going to come to some terms, or I've got an offer for you. So this is all really, really positive. You guys are going into your last week of Mars in Libra, and so it's really an important week if you need to see that attorney, agent, specialist, client, your partner, your opponent over making money. You know, what do you still need to do? You've got four real key days that I talked about at the beginning of the show. That it really, you know, it's time to get in there and speak to these people about your income. Or, well, not even speak to them, do something do something with them or through them. This could also be about, you know, maybe you're going to hire a specialist to deal with your possessions, or maybe you're going to make a big purchase and you need an expert advice or your partners to go in on it with you or something like that. So income, purchases, and possessions, all big week ahead to deal with that. As far as Saturn getting ready to go direct on Sunday, for Virgo, you know, it is time now in this next 5 months up through December 23rd. This is when you need to get real about your brother, your sister, your neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics. This is when you need to get real about your writing, the agreement, the sales. There may be some really serious important meetings or talks or offers or proposals as well. So, you know, this is a communicative time. It's important for short trips and local activity and all those things I just listed. So look at commitments, look at endings, look at responsibilities, get real, get serious. Uranus getting ready to go retrograde on Monday the 21st. For Virgo, you're going to get shot back into the past, a little bit of a shift here when it comes to your sex life, your divorce, or when it comes to the big financial thing that you still need to deal with, whether it's the inheritance, the loan, the alimony, the insurance, the taxes, the commissions. You know, there's a million different financial things. Whatever it is for you that's playing out, it's time to kind of go back, look at ways that you can shake that up, break free, take a new approach with it, but it's over past things that you still need to deal with here. So I think I got everything for Virgo. For Libra, Venus moving into Cancer and then Mercury already there and active, both these energies in this week ahead doing a whole lot for Libras when it comes to your career or when it comes to a big personal goal you're trying to reach or when it comes to any dealings with power people, the boss, the parent, the judge, the whoever can give you a hand up or holds the keys to something. So Venus is saying, wow, you know, things are going to smooth out, or you can attract what you need a little bit easier. It starts on Friday the 18th. It's going to be there until August 12th. You want to take advantage of this if you're trying to move along in the career and attract more money or you know, charm your way into something with the authority figure or that personal goal. And Venus is going to help you make money here as well, or help you smooth that situation out in a way that makes it come a little bit easier. And with Mercury active on the days that I talked about, this is definitely, you know, a good week to get in there and have those interviews and talks and negotiations and make the sales and sign the agreements and all of that. So definitely time to amp it up there. When we look at the very last week of Mars in your sign, holy cow, Libra, I mean, I can't imagine what it's been like being you guys having Mars in your sign since last December. This would have really amped up a certain level to who you are or tried to motivate you to get real about making some, doing about what you need. It would have stirred some passions and motivated you. It also would have brought up anger and short-temperedness. You may have felt like you were kind of being picked on or under attack from time to time. That definitely happens when Mars is in a person's sign. But it also favors you for really getting out there and making some things happen. So this is your last week with Mars there. So really, if there is an agent or an attorney or a client or a specialist or a partner or an opponent, or a competitor that you need to get in there and deal with this week, those days that I talked about, it can be key days for you when it's really time for you to get in there and fight that good fight or express your passion or do what you need to do. The sun moving into Leo for you guys is all about social stuff. So you know, joining Jupiter. So over this next 30 days, really going to kind of put you in the spotlight when it comes to what you do with your friends, your groups, online with charities or social networking or astrology or anything inventive that's going on for you. So look for ways to have fun, to be a creative or push your creative projects or do things with kids or express your love, find love, fall in love through all that social energy that's going on around you. For Libra, Saturn is going direct on the 20th on Sunday. So, you know, from Sunday until December 23rd, this is a really important, big, serious push forward to get real and cement something when it comes to making money, your personal income, your serious pursuit. So be responsible, take the lead yourself, commit to some things. Reach out to those authority types that can help you. Look at, you know, where you're at with your credit cards and bonuses and commissions and any other outside financial situation so that you can really get serious about what you need to do to make money. And, you know, that's it. Get real about it. It is going to be back on, so you should be able to see some ambitions kicking in and to really move that ball along. Uranus is going to retrograde on Monday the 21st, so it's time to go back to the drawing board with that partner, with that client, with that specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, or other key relationships. So there is something, you know, kind of shaking up and really, again, trying to get you to that next level starting Monday and going until December 21st, so you go back to this person, whoever this is. For Scorpio, you know, Scorpio, you guys have been hosting Saturn for, I'm sure it feels like forever, since 2012. It's a very intense time for any sign that has Saturn in their sign. So you always want to, you know, you guys who listen to astrology, here's something that you always want to do. Be nice to the people that have Saturn in their sign because it's, you know, it's really a redefining period. It only happens every 29 years. It lasts for a couple years, 2 to 3 years. And it really tests you and asks that you get really very serious about who you are. And if that means ending something forever that's been going on that no longer feels like who you are, then it's time that, and you can't really get around that. You have to, you know, mark that ending and you need to take on more responsibility and you need to master the next level of, you know, your ambitions about yourself and reframe your identity or your or what's going on with your body and all this. So Scorpios have had this, you know, kind of in retrograde for quite a while since December. As you've been going back to the past and dealing with all that, those past people and situations that affect this for you. And now comes Sunday the 20th, Saturn goes direct. So Scorpio, it's back home, baby. It's time to go to that next level, that next ambition, that next responsibility, that next, you know, getting real and serious about who you are, what you need, and putting yourself out there. So you have until December 23rd. This is really going to just take you further than it has so far because it's going to go through so many degrees of the of your sign during this period. Venus is moving into, on Friday, and will be there until August 12th, into your legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, and wedding arena. And Mercury is already there. So Venus and Mercury are going to be very active in this week ahead. Venus is trying to smooth things out and help you attract what you want here. It's going to bring beneficial women into the picture. Maybe you'll see a little love happening around these themes, or maybe there'll be ways to make money around these themes. And Mercury is going to help you get in and have those meetings and talks and agreements and sales and writing and pitching of ideas and fielding offers and making decisions. So focus on that. You are in your very last week of Mars in Libra for Scorpio. This means that all the action's been going on in secret or behind closed doors, and it's been a lot of dealings with key people, those partners and opponents and agents and you know, specialists and clients and attorneys and and it's either been very karmic for you since December, or it's been about a releasing phase, or it's been about a healing or hospital situation, or about what you know affects your romantic life or your spiritual life or your artistic life. And you're in your very last week of it. So, you know, this week there's four really big days I talked about at the top of the show. Look at who you still need to go and do something with or about and work on it.
the sun is entering your career midheaven, your goals, your reputation, your fame, and your dealings with the power people around you, the higher-ups, starting on Tuesday the 22nd. So, you know, for Scorpio, you'll have 30 days where the spotlight's on you here, and it joins Jupiter here. So it's a big, expansive growth period. Put your face out there. Show up. Do what you can to lead yourself forward. There's a lot of energy that can help make things happen quicker and better than they would at other times. Uranus is about to go retrograde on Monday the 21st for Scorpio. This is going to be taking you back, getting a turnaround, go back to the drawing board over something original or something you need to shake up and still change for your own growth when it comes to your work or when it comes to paperwork or your health or the animals. And so you have until December 21st with that. For Sagittarius, Venus is about to smooth out and help you attract the love and when it comes to your sex life, starting on Friday the 18th. It's also going to really smooth things out with the divorce, if you're dealing with that, with reproductive energies, with anything having to do with a birth or your mortality issues you're facing, or any of the big financial things that you're dealing with, the loans and the mortgage and the inheritance and the bankruptcy and the taxes and insurance and alimony and child support and commissions and royalties and partners' money and all of that. Okay, I know, that was a lot. But Venus is definitely going to be helping you smooth things out in all those areas. She may bring some great women along who can help. She might, again, you might feel the love or make your own money while you're dealing with all of this stuff. And Mercury's active there all week as well. So you guys can definitely have those talks, those meetings, hear the offers coming in, sign the agreements, make the sales. This is the time to focus on it. You guys are having your very last week of Mars in Libra. It's been there since December. So, Sag, this is a really important week to deal with those key relationships and whatever is going on, you know, with your friends or the group or the party or event or the internet or the astrology or charities or social networking or aspirations even. So, you know, the passion is on, the motivation is on with those partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, or opponents in that social field and the aspirational field. The sun going into Leo for Sagittarius really amping up the next 30 days, starting on Tuesday the 22nd, really going to amp up the fun and creativity and love and you know, what you do with kids through travel or through educational realms or through media and marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through weddings, through legal, making something legal. So, you know, show up. This is the time. Get there in person. Sign your name. Commit your image. Change your identity or inform your identity into this mix in some way. It looks very kind of fun and growth-oriented for you guys. And Saturn is about to go direct in that hidden karmic behind-the-scenes arena. Big old push starting on Sunday the 20th for Sagittarius and taking you up through December 23rd. So, again, time to get real moving forward with your artistic talents and projects, your film, your music, your painting, your dance, sculpture, poetry. Time to get real and serious when it comes to healing in hospitals with retreat and rest, when it comes to romantic getaways or clandestine romances, when it comes to your spiritual practice or any research and development. All of these areas of them being tested by Saturn. Is the intimacy what you need? Is there a divorce going on behind the scenes here in some karmic way? Is there a financial process that you need to get real about in one of these areas? So it is time. Make commitments. Draw your endings. Be responsible and ambitious in these areas. And Uranus getting ready to retrograde on the 21st for Sag is really taking you guys back over these next 5 months, so December 21st, to shake something up when it comes to your love life, your lover, your kids, your creative projects, or the fun. So new approaches to old interests and an awakening going on by going back and shaking something up there. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take a drink now. 53 minutes into the program. I'm going to have to get a producer, that's all I can say. It is hard going from having a full-time producer to this. So it's like, oh, I'm winging it. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, count with me. That's right. Okay, Capricorn. Okay. This week ahead, Venus is moving into Cancer, which is your opposite sign. this bodes really well for things that you need to connect with another person over when it comes to love or when it comes to your money. So really, she's, you know, Venus is going to help smooth things out with those romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, even the opponents or competitors. So it may bring a woman who wants to get engaged with you in one of these areas that is beneficial, but it will definitely help you express the love or make the money through these people. And Mercury is active all week here as well, so you can get in there and have those talks or hear the offer coming through or sign the agreements or make the sales or write it up or make the choice. So very important for that and for things to kind of go well, I think. Mars is spending his last week in Libra. So since December, you guys have had a lot going on here with these key relationships when it came to your career or your goals or the authority figures in the mix, like the boss, the parent, the judge, or whoever you deal with who's an authority. So this last week is important for Capricorns to get in there. If there's still something to do with one of these key people over your career needs or over your goals or your reputation or your dealings with these authority figures, expect it to be very passionate or motivating or to deal with those glass anger issues throughout this week. The sun going into Leo is lighting up your sex house, Capricorn. So not only do you have Venus active with your romantic partners, but you've got the solar energy pouring a lot of creativity and love into your sex life. So, yeah, Capricorns, I'm going to look for smiles on the Capricorn's faces this week. Are you coming late to work? But besides that, all teasing aside, besides the sex life, kind of asking for you to get in there and get more physically involved with your sex life this month ahead and some growth going on there, on the flip side, this may be a time for you to show up and do what you need to do for the divorce. Again, Jupiter will be protecting you in that area. It also may be a time of growth for you guys when it comes to the big financial picture. So if you need to show up or put your name to something involving an inheritance or a bankruptcy or the insurance policy or the taxes or the commissions or loans or investments or alimony or child support or you know, whatever that financial mean might be, this next 30 days starting on Tuesday the 22nd is going to be calling you forward to do that. Saturn is about to go direct for Capricorn. This is going to be about getting serious and now these next 5 months really kind of moving forward again with your friends, your groups, the internet, your astrology interests, your charities, your causes, your social networking, or your aspirations. So you need to get real about, you know, what the financial picture is here or what the, you know, intimacy or divorce that's playing out here or the mortality issues or the birth. So however that Saturn seriousness is affecting you, it's time to get in there with these social realms or these aspirations and commit or to end some things or to structure them better over these next 5 months. Uranus is going to retrograde for Capricorn on Monday the 21st, and so you guys are going back over things that involve your home, your family, the real estate, the move, the renovation, the parent, or the roommate. So, you know, you may see a little bit of a shakeup over the weekend into Monday here, or it's time to kind of shake yourself up here, awaken yourself a little bit, go back and reinvent something that you thought of before, make those changes, adapt around it in what way that you need to. You have until December 21st with that. For Aquarius, Venus and Mercury are all over your work this week, so I would say it's a really good week. If you're looking for a job to get in there and interview, especially with women, or if there's, you know, if you're on the job, it's a good week to make money. You should have a really pretty stellar week with that. Get in there, make the sales, sign the agreements and all that. Have your meetings. Really important week when it comes to paperwork, so you may be able to smooth things out and come to your terms with the paperwork. Also, if you're focused on health, it's a great week to get in there and make a choice about beautifying yourself through getting into some kind of health regime, join the gym, sign up for some kind of, you know, nutritionist or better way to approach your diet. Pal up with a female friend to get healthy. Any of this could be really, really good for you guys. And it's also a week where things could smooth out and go flow a little better when it comes to animals. So you can look at ways to make money, to express the joy and the love, or to beautify in those areas. you're in your last week of Mars in Libra, so this is really going to be an important week when it comes to anything you need to get in there and do with or about that key relationship person in your personal or your business life, when it comes to the legal side of things, the wedding plans, the travel plans, the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or the educational pursuits. So, you know, expect to be busy. There's four key days for sure in the week ahead. A lot of passion, a lot of motivation, or dealing with the last of the anger issues that you, you know, you've been working through all this since December. So this, the push is on. And solar energy moving into Leo on Tuesday the 22nd, opening up things with these relationships. So a lot more fun, creativity, love, time with kids when it comes to your romantic partner, your business partners, your clients, your specialists, your representatives and all those people. Very, very kind of wonderful time for you guys. You should see a lot of enjoyment starting on Tuesday. Just show up, be there. Saturn getting ready to go direct on Sunday the 20th. You know, Saturn's a co-ruler for Aquarius, so they feel this on a personal, and it is now time to really get out there again and get serious over these next 5 months. Things are going to start moving again to that next level when it comes to your commitments or your endings or your responsibilities or your ambitions about your career or about that big major goal you've been going for or about your reputation or fame or some kind of recognition or about that parent, boss, judge, authority type that you're dealing with. So now it's time in these areas. What do you need it with intimacy, with finances, with the divorce, with the third-party situations? Get real. Make commitments. Mark your endings. Time to go with this. And Uranus, which is your natural ruler, Aquarius, is going retrograde on Monday. So I think out of all the signs, Aquarians, you know, they're having their two co-rulers flip within 24 hours of each other. It's got to be quite the intense thing. Uranus is taking you guys back to rethink some things or to get back in there and talk with some people about some things. You might spout off something off the top of your head. Might be a little wild, a little crazy over the weekend or into Monday as this energy is shifting. So watch what comes out of your mouth. Because it is a little bit spontaneous and unthought out and in the moment. It can be great, you know, but I'm just giving you a heads up. And so it is time to go back and readdress some old news or some idea or an agreement or sale or proposal or meeting or decision. So, you know, expect that these next 5 months will help you really hone in on anything that you need to free up or change in those areas. And then for Pisces, Pisces, you know, Venus, this should be a really good thing. Venus is moving in on Friday into the area of your love life, your children, your creative projects, and your ability to have fun in life. And so Venus here, it's a wonderful energy to host here. It smooths things out. It helps you attract these things more easily. It brings love into the love department and with the kids and the creativity and the fun. And it brings an ability to make money in these areas a little bit easier as well. And Mercury's active here all week. So it's a fantastic week for you guys to hear from somebody or to meet someone new or to have that talk that's really important or hear the proposal to sign agreements, to make sales, to make choices. So, you know, get out and about and put yourself out there in the name of love, kids, creativity, and fun. It looks really positive. You are in your very last week of Mars in your eighth house. It's been here since December. This is a very intense place to host Mars. So there's been a lot of action, passion, and anger over life and death situations, over divorce, over your sex life, over reproductive needs, and over all the big financial questions and situations in your life. So it's been very intense and very motivating and very, you know, intense. So in this last week, there still may be a partner or an agent or an attorney or a specialist or a client or an opponent, some key person that you need to do something with about one of these themes. Maybe you're just going to be very passionate and sexed up this week. That could be great. Maybe you need to see the attorney about the divorce, or you need to deal with the attorney about the mortality issue or the reproductive need or get in there with that specialist or expert about your investments or your loans or whatever it is. So motivate. We have the sun moving into Leo on Tuesday the 22nd for Pisces. This is going to really bring a lot more fun and creativity around your work, It's going to help you get more active creatively with what you do for your health or with your animals. You know, I always say when you see this energy combination, maybe if you're single out there, you'll fall in love while you're out walking the dog or taking your dog to bed or something. You know, those animals come in handy for attracting the love during this period. So anyways, animals, work, health, and anything with paperwork as well. It's asking that you guys start to show up, get more physically active. You might be doing paperwork on behalf of the kids or for your lover or for that creative project. I forgot to say the paperwork part. But with Jupiter here too, I mean, this is growth-oriented. It should be really good. Saturn's about to go direct on Sunday the 20th. And so, you know, you've had it in retrograde since December of last year. Is that correct? Yeah, no. Well, it's going to be direct until December of this year. And you guys are going to be, you know, just going flying through the last half of Saturn in Scorpio now, between now and December 23rd. So it is time to get serious, to get real, to make commitments, to make endings, to structure things when it comes to your legal needs, when it comes to travel or dealing with a person at a distance, when it comes to educational pursuits, either learning or teaching or getting certified in something, when it comes to your marketing of what you're doing or your media interests or publishing, broadcasting, all that, when it comes to your wedding plans. So, you know, you've been in a long testing period here. Saturn is saying, what are you willing to work for? How serious can you get? Are you going to be ambitious? What do you need to end? What do you need to commit to? You need to look at all of the financial, sexual, divorce, mortality, reproductive needs in the mix with those themes that you're looking at here, with travel, with someone at a distance, with your legality and your media and your education and your wedding plans. And choose. Get real about it. And Uranus is about to retrograde on Monday the 21st, and it's going to be retrograde until December 21st. So for Pisces, you guys are going to see like a kind of shakeup or turnaround when it comes to your income, your possessions, or your purchases, and it's time to go back to something and to kind of, you know, look at ways to reinvent yourself or ways to approach something from what was going on in the past. Maybe you want to break free of something. Maybe you're sick of what you're doing to make money, or you want to get rid of those possessions. Whatever that is, it's time to really kind of look for the shakeup and go back to it. So we did it, you guys. I just love you guys. It is just an intense, intense, intense week. This last one has felt intense to me. Like I said, I have not been sleeping. I don't know if you guys have been sleeping. I hope that this is going to kind of ease up after we get past these major shifts that still are yet to come. I will be around as much as I can. I'm going to try to escape a little bit on my birthday weekend. Some, probably not much, but a little bit. And I will see you guys on Facebook. I'll see you back here next week. Have a great week. Zoe Moon signing out.